And John Taylor joins us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith to try to give you some insight. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Well, let's hope today doesn't repeat yesterday, Bill. Yesterday morning I told you the Dow futures were up and then the stock market got hammered. It was down over 300 points. Well, the futures were up this morning. Well, what happened yesterday was is that after the market opened, we got some numbers on the manufacturing data in the United States from the Institute of Supply Management. They do a survey of purchasing, corporate purchasing managers, and what they found out they didn't really like, and that is that manufacturing, which had been one of the brighter spots in the economy, really fell off quite a bit in December. Maybe some of it was attributable to the bad weather. But anything above 50 in this ISM index indicates an expansion in that sector. And it dropped all the way from 56.5 to 51, so really not good numbers at all. And two reasons, the weather here, but also a slowdown in the growth in China and other emerging markets, and the orders were weak there. So this morning we get more data on factory orders about 10 o'clock this morning, so even though the futures are up, let's hope it doesn't repeat yesterday. Here's how bad yesterday was. If you take the S&P 500, now that's basically the 500 biggest companies in America, I'm oversimplifying, there were only 9 of those 500 stocks that were up yesterday. If you take the Dow, which is what we usually quote when we say the market's up 100 or down 100, that's 30 stocks. Only one stock was up yesterday, and that was Pfizer. And some of those old kind of blue blood companies, the blue chip companies like AT&T that pay the big dividends, AT&T was down 4% yesterday. And we did get some numbers on auto sales for the month of January. And overall, auto sales were only down about 3% in the United States. They blame that on the winter storms and, quote, the polar vortex. If you break it down, General Motors sales were down 12%, Ford's were up down 7%, and Chrysler was the bright spot. Their sales were up 8%. But the reason was they introduced the Jeep Cherokee just in time for all this bad weather, the new Jeep Cherokee. And then the nearly new Dodge Ram pickup is doing very well. Maybe Chrysler will continue their comeback because of the Super Bowl ad that Bob Dylan did for them, of course, on Sunday, highlighting the new sedan that they're rolling out. Individual companies, yesterday afternoon after the market closed, Yum, that's the parent company of KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, of course, used to be part of PepsiCo before it was spun off years ago. They actually beat Wall Street's estimates, even though their profits were down. But the real issue is what's happening in China. You may not realize it, but over half of the sales, particularly of KFC, come from China. There's a new scare over there about the avian bird flu. They say so far it hasn't hurt their sales. We'll see if that holds up. Walmart announcing that they're going to spend $500 million over the next 12 months in Canada, create about 7,500 new jobs, about $375 million in store projects, about $90 million for distribution networks, $31 million for e-commerce projects. They say that they will have 395 stores in Canada by the end of January of 2015. And lastly, scratch your head on this one, Sirius. Now, we all know what that is, of course, and when you buy a new car, it comes free for a few months, and you have to pay for it. Well, they actually beat Wall Street's expectations with a 12% rise in revenue. Their net income, that was only $65 million versus $156 million last year. Their sales finally did get over $1 billion, and they report a record number of paid subscribers at the end of the year of 21 million. But get this, there's a company that made $65 million last quarter, and that's all. And yet their market value, almost $22 billion. There's something wrong with that equation somewhere.
Yeah, I wonder. It looks like Canada has an open-door policy for Walmart.
They do, and Target has been expanding aggressively up there also.
Yeah, they're doing well. Well, thank you, sir.
Take care, Bill.
All right, John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Hope you're doing well. If you have a question about your investments or something John brought up, he'd love to hear from you. He's located right here in Fort Smith. The company is Stern, AG & Leach.